This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, Liberty HealthShare is one of the sponsors of this show. Synergenics, one of the sponsors of this show. Great people who care about conservatives, care about my listeners, care about my viewers. Tangible Investments is the sponsor of this hour of the show. Tangible Investments, CEO, good friend of mine for about 15 years, has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal. Interviewed on CNBC, featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. It's nowhere near that yet. So you got to start thinking about how to shore up asset protection, how to keep what's yours. If you're a qualified client who has bought gold or silver before, ever in your life, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000. If you qualify and if you have proof that you've bought gold or silver, you'll get $199 gold gift free. Tangible's done billions of dollars in transactions and could show you how to protect your assets. Call now, 800-780-9000. They have the Wayne Root seal of approval. Thank you, Tangible Investments. I told you in the first hour how disgusted I am at Gavin Newsom, why he isn't arrested or perp walked, why he isn't prosecuted by the Justice Department, why doesn't someone go out and make a citizen's arrest of Gavin Newsom, because he's a governor sworn in and he swears right off the bat he's going to break the law and violate the Constitution and pick and choose what laws he's willing to violate, and it just isn't right because conservatives hate income taxes. How about if I just stop paying taxes forevermore? Is that okay? How about if I like to speed in my car, so how about if I go 120 miles an hour on the highway in near Sacramento, right near Gavin Newsom? I could pick and choose whatever law I want to break. Why can't I? You can. Why can't I? I could think of 100 other laws I'd like to break if I want to choose them. From now on, I think it's my right to choose them, or it should be my right to go do a citizen's arrest of Gavin Newsom. And then I told you about the two judges who let out MS-13 gangbangers who then got in a knife and baseball bat fight in New York. And then California and New York are rolling out taxpayer-funded health care for illegal aliens. At the same time, the mayor of New York City admits he's a communist. You just can't believe this stuff. You just can't. It's too much to believe. How about the Boston mayor's office to force doctors to identify and document patients who own guns? Joseph Stalin couldn't do better. His firearms registration and confiscation was the first thing he did for a social state. Same thing with the Nazis. What did Hitler do? He took the guns away from the Jews. You know, Russia was one of the most heavily armed societies on earth, and that all changed when Stalin and the communists took control. Stalin was able to control, starve, punish, and imprison a defenseless people after he took their guns. It's no secret Democrats are hoping to repeat this history here in the United States. The Boston mayor's office pushing a new program to force doctors to identify and document patients who have guns in their homes. Can you imagine? They say it so they can help the people. Isn't that what Hitler said? Isn't that what Stalin said? So you can help the people? Yeah, you help them by murdering them. Democrats will not stop till they have total control of your life. Here's the story from the Business Journal. Here are three of the top goals for health care legislation outlined by the Boston mayor's office. Involving doctors in gun safety. This act would require medical professionals to ask patients about guns in the home and bring up the topics of gun safety. Really? So you think I'm going to go to a doctor and I'm going to go there because I have foot pain. I have an ingrown toenail. I've got a cold. I've got a sore throat. I got a some sort of a mark on my skin. I want to make sure it's not skin cancer. And while I'm there, you're going to have a doctor ask me if I've got guns in the home. And you know what my answer is? No. That's it. You've asked the citizens to lie, and I think we should all look at our doctor and say, go F yourself. That's going to be my answer. Go F yourself. No guns in my house. Slime balls. You're turning doctors into snitches who rat on their patients? The goal of the Boston Police Commissioner, William Gross. That's a perfect name. You gross loser. See, I was right. I'll bet you if I interviewed Boston cops, I'd love most of them. But the Boston Police Commissioner, William Gross, is a low-life loser communist. His goal is to identify those at risk for domestic violence, suicide, or child access to guns in order to guide people to mental health counseling resources or other help. We're just asking them to help identify ways to save lives. Gross said grossly. The fact that a patient owns guns would not be put in their medical record and is not intended to have physicians help solve crimes. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, this isn't Stalin. How disgusting. How Big Brother. How communist. How Hitler can you get? And I've heard this before. I've heard in California. Because, see, if you ask me if I have guns in the house, my answer is no. But it's obvious to me that they have to get around that. So now in California, there are liberal, slimeball, communist pediatricians who are asking the children, are there guns in your house? Does your daddy have guns? Does your mommy have guns? And so unless you've trained the children to lie or you've hidden the guns from your children are going to rat out mommy and daddy to the communist state. This is what is becoming of our nation, ladies and gentlemen. They're turning children against parents and doctors against patients in the name of communism to disarm you. Sad, sad, sad state of affairs. And this is why they all want to do this to Trump. If Wayne Root was president, they'd be doing the exact same thing to me. Don't tell me that Trump's vicious. Don't tell me that Trump's mentally ill. Don't tell me that Trump's a liar. Trump is the same as Wayne Root. If I was president, they'd be doing the same thing to me, trying to destroy me. Trying to destroy my family. Because you got to stop the one guy with common sense and sanity. You got to stop the one guy who understands how you make an economy go and grow. The one guy who knows how to create jobs. The one guy who knows how to make people independent from government. And not living on welfare and food stamps the rest of our lives so you're dependent on Big Brother. The one guy who wants to stop the little elite at the top from ripping off all the little people at the bottom, that guy's got to be stopped at all costs. And the way to stop him is to make him look like he's a Nazi, he's a racist, he's mentally ill, he's a controlling tyrant. Trump is none of those, but they look in the mirror, they see it themselves, and they spew it with their Saul Alinsky communist hatred at Donald Trump. Whatever you see, blame the other guy. That's what Saul Alinsky said. The little rat commie that he is, or was. Thank God he's not on this earth anymore. You know where communists go, don't you? They go straight to hell. We all know that. There's no communist hanging out with Jesus Christ. Communists go straight to hell. So that's where Saul Alinsky is right now. That's where Karl Marx is right now. Burning in hell. The things that their philosophies did to 100 million murdered people in the 20th century. How many people did Fidel Castro murder in Cuba? How many people did Stalin murder in Russia? How many people did Pol Pot murder in Cambodia? How many people did the new leaders of North Vietnam murder when the United States withdrew? They murdered, they tortured, and they raped everyone. That's communism. Trust me, they all go to hell. Let's take some calls. Doug in Connecticut on line one. One of my favorite affiliates in the world, WJJF. Hey, Doug, how are you?
Hey, can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear. What's on your mind today, Doug?
Hello. The 13th Amendment was ratified on December 6th, 1865. It pertained to the freeing of the slaves and their children. The 14th Amendment was ratified on July 9th, 1868. So they're using this freaking argument about them being legal after they get into this country. Well, that's, I don't have a very good word to use for that, but I just...
No, the way you're confusing me. Well, I want to get into this a little bit. You're confusing me a little bit. Look, I'm on your team, okay? I don't want any illegal immigrants in my country. That makes a mockery of the system. It destroys our sovereignty. It'll destroy the Republican Party. It'll bankrupt the nation. It'll cause crime waves. It'll bring disease in our country.
They're lying. They're lying about the 13th and 14th Amendment. They was ratified after the Civil War. And next one was had to do with the children and the offspring of the slaves.
I got it, Doug. I appreciate the call. Thank you for the call. I assume he's talking about birthright citizenship. That's the issue we're talking about here. And I agree that, by the way, that is completely flawed and completely wrong because it was created at a time where there was no such thing as an illegal alien. So they said anybody who's on American soil, your kid, if you give birth to a kid, it's automatically an American resident, American citizen. But that is just not true when it applies to someone who was unlawfully on American soil. They never foresaw that. As brilliant as the founding fathers were, they had no idea anyone would come here illegally and break the law to come here in order to get welfare and all their medical bills paid and all their schooling paid and everything else our dumb country gives to people who come into this country illegally and break the law and then steal IDs from other people. They never imagined something like that. This does not apply to that. And anyone who makes that application is wrong. I assume that's what Doug's talking about. Birthright citizenship is an affront to anyone who's legally born in the United States or legally immigrates to the United States and does it the right way. You're not allowed to come here illegally, drop a baby on the soil, and then say, I just won the lottery? That's not what anyone thought. That's what Thomas Jefferson thought. We'll be right back.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip, or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon? Hiking to the top of a mountain? Or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Synagenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Synagenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Synagenics.com.
War now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now on USA Radio Network. My doctor suggests is the sponsor of this segment of the show. You all know the story by now. I suck on my doctor suggests colloidal silver lozenges all show long. I pop them all day long. The silver destroys bacteria, viruses, and yeast. When you suck on a lozenger, you let the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. I'm living proof. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable magical lozenges today. I swear to you, I know so many people who are sick right now, and I don't get sick. And I think it's because I suck on these colloidal silver lozenges. I eat healthy. I've got Synagenics helping me to work out perfectly and eat perfectly. I take the right vitamins, and I don't get sick. And these people get sick because they need this colloidal silver in their throat. And I take them all day long, as well as swallow colloidal silver, liquid. You know, there's a liquid as well. And I swallow that as well several times a day. And I urge you to try these remarkable magical lozenges. Call 866-660-9868. 3 hours a day. No one else I know could do 3 hours a day on radio and TV and not lose their voice once in a while. In 3 years, it never happened. Thank you, My Doctor Suggests. 866-660-9868 or go to MyDoctorSuggests.com. Tell them Wayne Root sent you and you get 10% off your order. My Doctor Suggests. 10% off. 866-660-9868 or MyDoctorSuggests.com. Before we get to one more caller, I want to grab in a second, but I want to mention, you know, today is kind of Communist Day. There's so many things going on in this country that make it really clear that Joe McCarthy was right, but he was just early. You know, he wasn't wrong. He was early. There's a lot of communists in government, a lot of communists in education. Don't kid yourself with that definition of what communist is. Liberals say, oh, I'm a progressive. It means the same thing. Communist is just a word, and it describes the same thing as progressive, but progressive is a much nicer word, much more flattering word, much more favorable word. Nobody wants to be called a communist, but they all are glad and proud and honored to be called progressive.
It's the same thing. What would you call a mayor that says wealth is in the wrong hands? What would you call a governor that says this is a sanctuary state and every illegal is welcome? I mean, what would you call a judge that lets an MS-13 gangbanger out of prison and they go on to commit other heinous crimes, heinous crimes? And here we have American University telling the faculty to disregard the quality of writing when grading. I can't wait to read this article. What would you grade people on, the color of their skin? I'll bet they're telling people that if you're black or a person of color or a woman or gay, you should be rated higher and don't worry about the quality of writing. What else are they basing it on? According to a report from the College Fix, an upcoming seminar at American University will ask professors to disregard a student's quality of writing when grading their assignments. The seminar, which will be conducted by University of Washington Tacoma professor Aso Inoue, will include a variety of lectures that will encourage professors to disregard the quality of writing of students. One event will encourage professors to recognize white language supremacy. How did I know that this would have something to do with people of color, affirmative action, taking care of minorities, hating white people? How did I know that? I just knew it. They want you to recognize white language supremacy is perpetuated by standard grading practices. I get it. Wayne Root had straight A pluses in high school and graduated valedictorian because I was white. And I graduated with honors and made the dean's list at Columbia because I was white. If I was the same person black, I would have gotten C's. I get it. It never had anything to do with my talent. It was the color of my skin. The professor will argue against the use of conventional standards in college courses that grade students by writing standards. Inoue, I think that's how you pronounce the name, will discuss the ways white language supremacy is perpetrated in college classrooms despite the better intentions of faculty, particularly through the practices of grading. Right, see, they're trying to say you get good grades because you're white and you get bad grades because you're black. It couldn't possibly be because I'm smarter. It couldn't possibly be because I'm a better student. Same thing in school, you know, same thing getting into college. I mean, it's not possible that if this is true, then why don't we do the same thing in the NBA? I think the NBA needs to be 80% white because the country's 80% white. Or maybe, actually now the country's 70% white. So the NBA needs to be 70% white. It couldn't be that a person gets a job in the NBA because they're better. And it could be that maybe, just maybe, I remember when Sports Illustrated, not Wayne Root, Sports Illustrated had a cover that said, the end of white kids in sports, black kids are just better. Is it possible that the reason there are more black players in basketball and football is because they're better athletes? Is it possible that white people might do better in school just because they do better? They're better at taking tests? I don't know. It's just better to judge people based on the test scores they get, not worry about the color of their skin. Matter of fact, if black people can outdo white people, great. Then I think the whole Harvard should be black. But don't give someone a position they don't deserve because you think it's all about racism. That's ridiculous. You let in the person with the best grades. The best grades have nothing to do with the color of their skin. These people are the racists. Wayne Allery, War Now.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
War Now!
USA Radio News.
If at some point they just can't do it, this is a 15-minute meeting. If they can't do it, I will declare a national emergency.
The president there speaking at a roundtable discussion that was hosted at the White House. The president also discusses a bill that would backpay federal workers who missed paychecks on Friday due to the shutdown.
A bill was just passed, which I will sign in Congress, making sure that everybody's going to be paid immediately upon when this is over.
The suspect in the kidnapping of a Wisconsin teenager and murder of her parents is due to make his initial court appearance on Monday. Barron County Sheriff Chris Fitzgerald comments on the pending charges against Jake Patterson.
The suspect will make his initial appearance in Barron County Circuit Court to be formally charged with two counts of first-degree intentional homicide and one count of kidnapping.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I went to have my blood test done a few weeks ago, and I met the doctor, and he was really encouraged by my progress, and I showed him what I was taking, and he started looking at all the ingredients, and he said, I'm really impressed with the shiitake mushroom. And he said, this stuff, it could clean out your arteries. And I'm like, oh, wow. He said, you may be onto something here. And he said, you just keep that up, and maybe you can start cutting back on your medication. And he says, you're helping your health by doing that. And I'm like, whoa, endorsement by the doctor.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is War Now, the
Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. We've got Dane on the line looking to call in. We've also got a guest waiting, so we need him to be brief. But Dane, calling from California. How are you, buddy? It's Wayne Root.
Hey, Wayne. Real quick, not even 3 weeks now, and another murder of a young 22-year-old beautiful officer, Natalie Corona, in Davis, California. California has become a war zone, Wayne, for police now. And I blame this entirely on the lawless state of this communist governor, Gruesome Inecusum Newsom. It's a shame what's happening here. A beautiful young life just destroyed again, and a family destroyed with tragedy because of Newsom, this despicable governor. He's a communist. He's made this a lawless state, and it's a shame. I mean, here's this 29-year-old law enforcement father just put the badge on his own daughter 2 weeks ago.
I saw it two weeks ago. Terrible, terrible.
Sickening.
Beautiful girl, by the way. Beautiful girl. How sad.
It's tragic.
Yeah, I can't imagine what her father's feeling right now. Father Merced Corona, in law enforcement his whole life, and his daughter followed the dad into law enforcement, gunned down today after stopping at a three-car crash. How was she killed after stopping at a three-car crash? One of the people in the crash shot her? Is that right?
Well, cold-blooded murder. And the thing is, Wayne, they still don't have an ID on this murderer yet. What's with that? Almost 24 hours later, they still have an ID this guy? What's going on?
Well, it's not 24 hours later, because it says that she was killed today, Friday. So we're still in the same day. So it's not 24 hours. It just happened today. I don't know if it was early this morning or medium this morning, but Merced Corona killed at a three-car crash, gunned down in cold blood after stopping at a three-car crash. Suspect later found dead inside his home. So I don't know what that means. Why would there be a three-car crash and she stops and gets killed with a gunfire? Very strange. I guess the guy was crazy and got in a crash and then had a gun with him and shot the police. I guess it's that simple. But when a cop pulls over in a car crash, you don't expect to be gunned down. 22 years old, following her father's footsteps. Terrible stuff. And the only thing I would disagree with you on, Dane, only thing, I wouldn't give all the blame to Gavin Newsom. I think he's horrible. I think he's awful. I think he's a terrible communist. I think he's a swamp creature. I'd give the blame to Jerry Brown for creating the last 8 years of lawless California, and an assist to Gavin Newsom, who just, you know, was sworn in days ago, for being the lieutenant governor under Brown and for believing in things that, you know, a mindset that creates all of this. He gets an assist too, and he inspires these liberals and all these terrible people to do bad deeds, you know, with his thinking as well. But Jerry Brown's really the one who's responsible, not the brand new governor. It's the old governor and his lieutenant governor, who's now the governor, Gavin Newsom. They both get some credit. All right, Dane, thank you for the call. Christina Layla on the line. She is the Gateway Pundit assistant editor, thegatewaypundit.com, my favorite website. Top stories trending at Gateway Pundit today is what we're going to talk about. Hey, Christina, how are you? Welcome to the show.
Hi. How are you? Well, thank you.
Happy New Year. I think this must be our first visit since the new year, right?
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
I think so.
So I think it's pretty clear, based on articles I've read at your site and many others, that Ruth Bader Ginsburg is likely very ill, and the media just is in denial, or they're just covering it up, and they don't want us to know that Trump's going to get another appointment. But what say you about this Ruth Bader Ginsburg story?
Yes, you know, she's 85 years old. She has battled cancer several times in her life. And there was a doctor who wrote a blog post on her recent battle with cancer, where she had two tumors removed from one of her lungs. And the doctor was saying that although they removed the cancer, we still don't know what type of cancer it is. So it actually could be more serious than what is being told by the media. And he thinks, this doctor is saying, that he believes that she's much worse off than what's being portrayed in the media. And she missed an entire week, and then today the Supreme Court spokesperson just said she's going to miss again next week. She's going to be absent from the bench. That's her second consecutive week. So she's really severely incapacitated.
Yeah, and we only hope she does well in life and that she recovers and lives a wonderful, long, healthy life, but not in the seat of the United States Supreme Court. I want her to live a healthy life in retirement, but we want to get rid of her with her liberal views on the United States Supreme Court. So, Ruth Bader, wish you a long life. Wish you a quick recovery from cancer, but the reality is you're not up to the job anymore, and it's time to go. Just like pilots. Did you know, Christina, all pilots, mandatory retirement, age 65. Why would you allow a Supreme Court justice to stay forever while she slumped in her seat, falling asleep, and with severe cancer? The whole thing is ridiculous.
Right. This is going to be a huge shift, though, in the Supreme Court, because the last two the Trump appointments, one of them replaced a conservative. We had a Scalia replacement, and another one was a swing vote. So this replacement of Ginsburg is going to be very devastating for the Democrats, because it's going to be a replacement of a very liberal judge.
Yes, and there's another reason that's very important. Two reasons. One, you just pointed out, was brilliant. You know, we're not replacing a conservative, we're replacing a liberal. That's huge. We go to 6-3. It's no longer going to be 5-4. It's 6-3, which means when there are votes where, John Roberts doesn't agree with us, we still win. We still win. So it's very important. But also, don't forget that Clarence Thomas is getting very old. And if Clarence Thomas decides to retire and Trump isn't reelected, and I believe he will be, I believe Trump will be reelected by a wide margin, but let's just say he's not. And then Clarence Thomas decides to retire, we could lose back someone, and if we just were ahead 5-4, we'd be down 5-4 again. But if we're ahead 6-3, then we're back to being ahead 5-4, right, even if Clarence Thomas is replaced by a liberal judge. So I think this is a huge, huge one that cements our lead for many decades to come, no matter what. And then, of course, there's Stephen Breyer, by the way, who's 85 years old. Clarence Thomas is only in his 70s. Breyer's 85. So if he were to retire in the next 5 years and Trump's reelected, that means we could have a 7-2 lead on the United States Supreme Court. Can you imagine how wonderful that would be?
And Sonia Sotomayor, who was actually younger and she was appointed by Obama, very liberal justice, she's actually not in the greatest health either. So a little more far-fetched, but that's also another justice that could leave if
Christina rooting for an 8-1 lead. I don't know how we've gotten from 5-4 to 8-1. That's a big I think that's a big stretch to go from 5-4 to 8-1, but we can all dream. There's no question about it. We should dream, and I have heard Sotomayor has health issues. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I understand. I get it. No. But believe me, they're trying their best to live for a lot of years till a Democrat gets in. Trust me, they're hanging on. All right, CNN defends a decision to exclude local San Diego station's honest report on benefits of a border wall. I haven't discussed this in the show today. It's been sitting here in my stack the whole show, and I've never gotten to it. So tell everybody what this is all about.
Okay, so a local station down in San Diego, California, which is the town that borders Mexico, has had a report out, a reporter, who says that the community down there doesn't have an issue with the walls and the barriers, and they actually work. And so they gave the report to CNN, and CNN refused to air it because it went against their narrative. So this once again proves that CNN doesn't want to report the facts. They want to push their left-wing narrative. And, of course, this came out because the anchors let the cat out of the bag. And actually, just a few minutes ago, the president tweeted, or maybe an hour ago or so, the president tweeted about this story, and he called CNN fake news.
Right. Right. I saw the story. I just never get to it because there's so many interesting stories out there. You can't get to everything. But one of the good ones I did mention is Florida Governor DeSantis suspends Broward County Sheriff Israel for, and I love this quote, his repeated failures, incompetence, and neglect of duty. Give us the story, Christina Layla.
So rumors are flying all week that the Broward County Sheriff, the incompetent Scott Israel, was going to be suspended for his response to the Parkland shooting. And today, Ron DeSantis, the newly elected Republican governor of Florida, dropped the hammer and suspended him. And he actually released a long statement of why. And he said it's his repeated failures, incompetence, and neglect of duty. And he goes on to say that there was plenty of evidence that this man, Nicholas Cruz, was going to shoot up the school. And over again, the sheriff's department ignored the warning signs.
Right.
So
Well, didn't just ignore the warning signs, but once he was inside shooting up the school and going from classroom to classroom murdering people, Israel's police force stood outside and let it all happen. So, I mean, it's right. Double incompetence. It's allowing it to happen, and then it's not responding once it did happen. He's on the hook for both of those. So, pretty terrible stuff.
Yeah, 17 people died. Children were being shot up, and the deputies, from reports, were basically told to stand outside.
Right, exactly. All right, well, good riddance to Sheriff Sheriff Israel. Good riddance. Three suspected MS-13 gang members charged in the stabbing of a New York high school student are all illegals freed by federal judges. Now, what I'm trying to figure out, is this a different story? I'm getting confused. There's so many illegals murdering people and stabbing people. I'm actually confused, Christina. Is this the same story that I read moments ago about federal judges let... I believe it must be a different story. Let two illegal MS-13 gangbangers out, ordered them released from ICE, and they were involved in a stabbing and using knives and baseball bats in a fight at a Burger King. This must be a totally different story, right?
It sounds like the same story. I haven't seen that other one. But this one right here, it just goes to show that we have these radical judges. It's more abuse from the bench. I don't know who the judges are. I couldn't find their names, but most likely they're an Obama or Clinton appointee, and they're just reversing, the rule of law that people in the Trump administration or DHS are trying to.
Are you there, Christina? We're losing you.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, sorry.
Look, there's no question these judges are activist judges. They don't believe in the law. They believe in changing the law. And they're letting MS-13 gangbangers out. When we get back, we'll finish up this story. I want to check out, while we're in the break, I'm going to check out whether these are different ones or these are the same ones in the last story. But either way, federal judges run amok. And what they're doing is they're interpreting the law so that illegals aren't illegal. Even the ones who are gangbangers, part of MS-13 that murder and rape and torture. They love them all. I don't know what happened to Christina there. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Should old acquaintance be forgot? Now, if you're new, your resolution is to be healthier. Take it from me, Wyatt Cox. It all starts with a good night's rest. You know, my pillow changed my life. I could never sleep well in bed. But after my pillow, I now wake up feeling great. It's amazing what difference a good pillow makes. My pillow had an amazing offer on a 4-pack. Such a rare deal. The good news, they've extended their very best offer ever. Go to MyPillow.com right now. Click on their end-of-the-year special. Here's what you'll find. online. The lowest price MyPillow has ever offered on their 4-pack. It includes free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. It doesn't get better. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end-of-the-year special, enter promo code USA. You'll get two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows for one low price. And remember, my promo code USA is good for anything on the MyPillow.com website.
War now!
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. Newsmax TV, America's fast-growing cable news channel. We were in about 15 million homes when I started. Then we were in 30, then we're in 50, then we're in 60. Now we're in 80 million homes. DirecTV, Dish TV, Fios, Uverse, Comcast, Xfinity, and many more. You can watch me three nights a week with Bill O'Reilly. Matter of fact, it's coming up in 7 minutes. My show on national TV, on Newsmax TV, starts in 7 minutes. If you don't get Newsmax TV on your local cable system, call them up and threaten them you're going to leave for DirecTV or Dish. You got many choices, and you, if you don't make you happy, you're going to leave. Tell them that. Call 844-500-6397, 844-500-6397, and you'll be connected to Newsmax TV. You'll tell them your zip code, and they'll connect you right into your local cable system, and you could tell them that you demand your Newsmax TV so you can watch your favorite host, Wayne Allen Root. 844-500-6397. We continue with Christina Layla. Now, Christina, the good news is that I don't know how I would do this show if there was no Gateway Pundit. So thank God for the Gateway Pundit, because I go to your site every day, like 10 times a day, and I click on all the stories that I think are interesting that I want to talk about on the air. And I click on them, and I print them out on my printer, and then I have this stack in front of me, and these are the articles I talk about on my show all day. And you guys are the number one site that I use for this. You know, there are others that I like. I like Fox News a little bit. I like Drudge a little bit. I like Breitbart a little bit, and I like Zero Hedge for all the business stories. But you are without a doubt the number one site, so I appreciate everything you do. Thank you.
Thank you, Wayne.
All right. So let's talk about some other news stories. We'll finish up with the last one. I did do a little research, and I made sure we knew what we were talking about here. The three suspected MS-13 gang members charged in the stabbing of a New York high school student are all illegals freed by two federal judges, two liberal judges. And, yes, that's the same story. It's not different ones because they stabbed a kid at the Burger King with a knife. It's the exact same story I read earlier in the show. And so I just wanted to make sure we weren't confusing stories, and there weren't two stories like that. There is one. And so either way, if there's one, it's one too many. It's disgusting. It's atrocious. And these judges are just activist judges that think they can make up the rules as they go along. And if you happen to be a person of color, you got to be let out. Doesn't matter what law you broke. Got to let you out. Pretty sad stuff.
Right.
Sad
yeah, they
commentary.
Shouldn't be here in the first place. And then the judges go ahead and free these criminals when they're illegal aliens and they committed a crime.
It's white guilt. You know, I went to Columbia University with a bunch of white liberals, and they hated themselves for being white, and they thought people of color were the most wonderful thing in the world. No matter what they did, they would say it was okay. And that's what we're facing in this country.
Mm-hmm.
So Muslim Representative Andre Carson was speaking at CARE, one of my least favorite organizations in the world, the Council on American-Islamic Relations, which is an unindicted co-conspirator, according to the U.S. government, in terrorism. And they're allowed to operate freely in our country, which is amazing. They have government contracts. They make millions, which is amazing. And this Muslim representative, Andre Carson, meaning he's a United States congressman and he's a Muslim, and he envisions 30 to 35 Muslims in Congress with a Muslim president of the United States by 2030. Tell us about this story, Christina.
Right. So this Muslim congressman, Andre Carson of Indiana, he's a Democrat.
Indiana.
He was speaking at a reception, a CARE for it. Like you said, they're an unindicted co-conspirator of the largest terror funding case in United States history. And so he's speaking at a reception on Thursday night, and he's envisioning a future of he wants to see 30 to 35 Muslims in Congress. He wants a Muslim House Speaker, Muslim senators, and a Muslim president by 2030.
And look at the things he says. You don't get this story anywhere else except Wayne Root Show and the Gateway Pundit. Those are the two places you get it. And you get it on Wayne Root Show because I see the Gateway Pundit. And so I talk about it. So this is amazing to me. He fantasized about Rashida Tlaib, the Palestinian representative who called Trump a mother effer. And swore herself in on the Quran. He says he wants to see her become Speaker of the House or a U.S. Senator. She's the kind of sister you take to a debate with scholars with you because she'll rock the house. She's the kind of sister you take with you if you're about to get jumped because she'll fight too. This sister's tough, and someday I want to call her Madame Chair. Oh my God. It's amazing what's come. Unbelievable. And then he was bragging about the other one who's from Minnesota, the other Muslim who's elected to Congress. And again, I want to state this clearly. I've got no problem if you're Muslim. I have no problem no matter what you are. I have a problem if you're anti-American, anti-Israeli. That's the problem I've got. And so this very gal we're talking about, Tlaib, did you know this, Christina? She's got a map behind her mm-hmm. desk, you know, and it's got a picture of Israel, and she's got a yeah. post-it over it that says Palestine. So she's covered up Israel and made it into Palestine.
Yes, we wrote an article on that. And also the other one from Minnesota, Ilhan Omar, she's made similar statements about Israel. And she was actually married to her own brother. And so it's a disaster. And they're all...
Oh, what a country we live in.
...tied to care.
Thank God for Donald Trump. Thank God for Donald Trump. Married to her brother, covering up Israel on the map, calling Trump the president of the United States. Can you imagine if I called Obama mother effer? Can you imagine?
I know.
Christina, the earth would have opened up on me. Oh, my God. It's just amazing.
Right.
All right, Christina Layla, Gateway Pundit, assistant editor, thegatewaypundit.com, P-U-N-D-I-T, pundit.com. We appreciate you being on the show. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Happy New Year. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, USA Radio. Coming up now, Newsmax TV. We're joined by 80 million homes on Newsmax TV right now.
Heart Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.